Thank you so much for calling, Lisa here.
Hi, Rylan here. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I just walked in the door to pick my mail up, and so I just, yeah, this is the letter that is I was talking about for sure.
Okay.
And it just, yeah, it's pretty much it. They were taking it out all the time. They were taking it, yeah, they were taking it out my files when I was litigating my case. You know, it's you know, because I was a lowly pro-per defendant, they were going to do what they, you know, and just, this is the irony of it before I let you go. Do you know the judge that actually, he's a Navy guy, the guy, you know, I'm on a, they have a veteran court there, you know, so I think me standing up in myself was able to get the veterans to be treated better by the courts there. So I'm so happy when I found out that he's now the person, a lot of the veterans, you know, don't have to go because of their PTSD or their migraines or whatever, you know, instead of, especially if they're just, you know, I'm going to say it like this, Lisa. The first line of care, law enforcement, my passion is law enforcement should not be the first line of care.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Law enforcement should not be the first line of care, and that's what a lot with the Perception Buster is about. So thank you so much. That is the letter. I would appreciate it. It would go in one of the, you know, into the book also, and my picture. I have a couple of other, but I know everything is going. You guys are, I'm excited. I know everything is going wonderfully.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I will let the team know about this. They were quite confused with the letter, so they just double-checked with me, and I had to clarify that with you. Now that I know which letter you're talking about, I will let them know. By the way, I have another draft to deliver, so I'm going to send that to you on the portal. Of course, it doesn't include the letter so far because we just got that clarification done now. It's going to be included in the next draft. However, you will be able to see the revisions done and also Chapter 5 included. All right?
Okay. So let me ask you, since you are the account manager on this, the letter, the reason I'm putting it in there because, you know, I should have gotten you know, what the lady, she's government. Sue Cooper is a government lady.
Mm-hmm.
And for the judge to still to actually not take her recommendation is unfounded. I should have been able to go to the VA as a veteran. However, what's your recommendation? Do you think I should put in there or you think it's okay or just leave it out? It's not really important.
No. Of course that should go in the book.
Okay. All right, Lisa. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time.
Sure. Chapter 5 is ready. You're about to send that over to me.
That is correct. I'm sending that over the portal so you can download it, do the revisions, and send it back to me, okay?
Excellent. And also, when it comes to the video and the trailer, they're still working on that, too.
Yes. Because they need to incorporate your video clip in the trailer. Now, we were facing a couple of issues with the music. You remember I told you about that? It's too fast-paced, and just because of that, we cannot read all the text that is, you know, appearing on the slides. Now, there are two ways to do it. Either we can change the music, or we will have to change the overall theme. There is a third way to break down the text.
I think the trailer is amazing. I had a little geeky guy. He's a trainer. He saw it and he said, "Wow." You know, he's a youngster, like 22, 23.
And
he said, "Rylan, that." So he loved it. He loved it. He said it's amazing. He said it is. You know that generation. They say it's dope.
Right. Absolutely.
I say, I guess that's exactly. I guess that means excellent.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So basically, yes, he loved it. And so even though the words, some of the words are kind of quick, you're saying there's no way that they could slow it down.
I actually suggested the team to have maybe the content divided, you know, the content that is showing up on each slide, maybe make it on two slides so it's going to give us more time, or it's going to give the readers more time to read the text, you know, when it changes, so when the slide changes. That may be a problem too.
What would be the area of concern with that if you did that?
If we do that, the music, the slight changes on the music, you know, the drum beat when it comes. So it's going to get off beat a little.
Okay. All right. So basically, but they will get to read it.
Yes.
Let's see how that works, Lisa. And I know you're an expert at what you do. You're passionate. How is Sheldon? How is he doing?
He's doing great. And he has been off, like, from the past 2 days. He wasn't coming in as he wasn't feeling well, but he's feeling better now, so he's going to join back tomorrow, I guess.
Wonderful. I called him. He was on his bike on the way to his work. He stopped and answered the phone. I said, be careful.
he's a crazy fella.
He's dedicated. Okay. All right. I'm excited about the trailer. I will send
right
over the revisions. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the revision.
No problem. I'm saying I'm going to talk to the team about the trailer again, see what else is possible. If this breakdown is possible, I'm going to have that done to show you how it looks, okay? And then we'll move forward with that.
Okay, fair enough. I'm glad I caught you at work. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful day.
I will. You also. Take care.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.